Okay, just a couple of things before we actually start. I just like to remind the Olim every now and then about there's a daily email which you can get from Dear Shu. It's very good. We're a little bit out of sync, just a little bit out of sync, but the emails are fantastic. Everybody who's interested in the daily sign-up by email, you can get them both in Lashon HaKodesh and in Ivrit, and you can get them in English. If you want to get them, you go to the Dear Shu website. Which is Dirshu, and you'll find it easily, dirshu.co.il perhaps. I think you can find it quite easily. And you can get the email address to subscribe. Just probably tens of thousands of you can get these emails. They're very good. So if you want to get any general updates about the Dirshu world, you can go on there on their website, and you'll find quite a lot what's happening around the world. I think there's an English website and Israeli website. Okay, that's that. Also, just wanted to mention just one little thing, because I feel that Nissen Kerlitz was Niftan. I feel that it's worth just mentioning one little thing. Nissen Kerlitz, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim in Bnei Brak, and I just want to mention I was very inspired when I realized this, when I saw this a few months ago. I saw this in one of his forum. His latest, I think his last sefer that he... So Nissen Kerlitz, being a nephew of the Chazanish, can't be, and having the same family name, can't be... I mean, it must be great, but it must be come with quite a challenge. So Nissen Kerlitz was always very nechbay lakelim, was always very tzniyasik, very, very humble, and very... He hated the public. He very, very much hated the public and public appearance. He much, much rather just be a private person, very much like his uncle and the Chazanish. And what happened, though, that about, I think... If I read it correctly in the sefer, it must have been about 14 years ago. I don't actually physically remember it, but about 14 years ago, he had a heart attack. Nissen Kerlitz never wrote anything. He wrote for himself, but he never published any sforim. He never had Chalice and Chuvas or any sforim on Shas, which he could have easily published and printed, but he never did. He wasn't such a public person. He preferred to refrain from going in the public. So about 14 years ago, he had a heart attack, and he recovered very well from it. And upon reflection, he thought to himself, what can I do about this? He felt that something can, what can he take from this? How can he improve the world? And he realized that probably what HaKadosh Baruch wants him is that he should publish some of his form. And that's when he decided to publish some of his Chidushim. And with the assistance of one of his very, very great Talmidim, he started publishing first one sefer, Chutshani on Hilchas Shabbos, and a second, and a third, and a fourth. I think altogether it's about 10 or 11 sforim of Chutshani, which have been published, 10, 11 sforim, I believe, of Chutshani, which have been published as Chidushim. And what I found incredibly inspirational about this, when I read this a few months ago in his last sefer, what I think is incredibly inspirational about that is that this was a person who was in his 70s already, and we're all very much set, person who's very much set in his ways. You know, a person who is in the deep 70s, you know, I'm that kind of person, I don't publish sperm. I'm that kind of person, I don't write, I don't publish, I'm that kind of person. And for a person to change his mahalach completely and change completely his outlook and his approach, and subsequently then start publishing 12 sperm, I think that's enormous. Because we always tend, once we reach a certain age, we tend to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, that's the way I am. I'm not a Shas person. I'm not a Daf Yomi person. My Hilchas Shabbos is so-so. My Shmir Shabbos is so-so. I'm not that kind of person. And to reevaluate that and reestablish that and start questioning oneself to such an extent like he did, and start writing 15 for 10, 15 for at that age, I think that's absolutely enormous. It's absolutely enormous. Yeah, okay, that's maybe a bit of what I felt was very inspirational about Nissen Kerlitz, Zichron Livrocha. Okay, Rabbosai, we're up to Siman Tov Chof Test, page 4, we're up to the Ramah. So we're learning what is to be done about Chodesh Nissen, and we're learning as follows. Gam Ein Oymen Tzidik Hadin, Pchol Chodesh Nissen. Tzidik Hadin is not recited in Chodesh Nissen. If Cholid is somebody is Nifta, one does not say Tzidik Hadin. We're on page 4. Tov Chof Tes, Seif Beis. V'noagush en misani boitain is klal. The minig is the custom is not to fast at all throughout the Chodesh Nissen. Even a person's yahrzeit, one refrains from fasting throughout the month of Nisan. Avol, but Tanis Chaloyim is anin. But here again, there's an exceptional rule about Tanis Chaloyim. A person had chalila a bad dream, he may fast. A person is a Tanis Chaloyim. He wakes up in the morning and says, "Oh no, this was a bad dream," and he feels that the best way to rectify this is by fasting. He may actually fast on Chodesh Nisan. It's true. I mean, even on Shabbos you're allowed to fast the Tanis Chaloyim. So that the same rule will apply throughout Chodesh Nisan as well. How can we do Yisk on Yom Tov? I have a partial answer, but the question is better than the answer. There's something about the Sforim, Akadosh Baruch Hu, that the Neshamas come down on Yom Tovim, and there's a chus of the Nedorim and they come down and there's something about giving that when you give tzedakah and when you give tzedakah to give a tremendous nachas ruach to the neshamas. But your question is still a good question, really, because really it seems like what you're asking, that it's not.
Is it because women have a chiyuv in attending, and it's easier for them?
Perhaps it's a practical point. Yeah. But Rabbi Fengel's question is: after that, it's still a chiddush that we actually allow it on Yom Tov. Whilst I think the answer is partially got to what you're saying and partially what I'm saying, but I think the question is actually I don't know the whole background to that. We don't say mizmo lesoida. We will not say mizmo lesoida kelei chapaim lam natzach by erev pesach v'lo b'yom tov v'neni yom tov. For noyagin laharbois k'tzas b'achile. Full stop. New paragraph. For noyagin laharbois k'tzas b'achile. This is the day after yom tov, which is commonly known as nisuchak. On that day, we noyagim lahabas ktsas b'achila v'shtiyem. The meaning is to increase a little bit on foods and drinks. Hizuchak, a little bit. B'yom shachachak, the day after Yom Tov. V'hu isuchak, and that is what is generally called isuchak. Okay, we've got a couple of Mishnah books to look at. Yes, also by Sukkos. It's also called the same. Now, Siv Kotten. Mishnah Bosef Kotten Yud says for us Afilu Yoim. So that was even the old side, one doesn't fast on the old side in Chodesh Nissen. Hainu b'chol Chodesh Nissen, i.e. the entire month of Nissen, one refrains from fasting, even the old side. V'chein erev Rosh Chodesh Iyah, simni l'us on erev Rosh Chodesh Iyah, gam kenem isani afilu, who don't fast on erev Rosh Chodesh Iyah, even those who tend to fast, emisani afilu anoigin l'isani is b'chol erev Rosh Chodesh, even those who have the custom of fasting on erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Kotten, they will not do so on whilst it's still in Chodesh Nissen. So Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyah, no fasting, even if you do Yom Kippur Kotten. Aval Chosn VaKale, but another exception will be Chosn Kale. Piyam Chuposim on the day of the Chasana, there's a minik that Chosn Kale fast. They will fast even on Chodesh Nissen. That's interesting. That means that if they fast during Chodesh Nissen, which is interesting. Why do we say Mizmo Lesoida? Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Yud Beis. Why do we say Mizmo Lesoida? Shelachmei Toida Hayu Chometz, because he's referring to the Lachmei Toida, which were Chometz. And therefore, afilu erev Pesach, even on erev Pesach, also l'akiva, we don't do on erev Pesach any chometz shlomim. Shiyovoi lidei noisa, because what's left over is going to become chometz, and that would be a problem on Pesach. So therefore, on erev Pesach, we do not recite mizmo lesoida. On erev Pesach, the meaning is if kot yud gimel mashkim le Pesach kness, erev Pesach, we wake up early to shul on erev Pesach, kedeshig musudos kedem abashos, in order to complete the meal before Abba Shois. And also practically, Erev Pesach is a busy day, it's worthwhile waking up on time. Ha'isuchak, Sivkot, Nyudalat, Mishnebura, Aminik Shloil, Isanois, B'chol Isuchak, we will never fast on Isuchak, whether it is Pesach, whether it is Sukkot, whether it is Shavuos, we do not fast on Isuchak. And V'lehat, El Isuch, V'sakneset, Tzorech, Kodl, Mutter, Benissen, However, to make an assembly, to make a collective, like a neder, or a knas, which is made collectively on the community, that you can do on Nissan, afsh also betisha, but that you can't do on Tishrei. So communal issa or neder or cherem cannot be done on Tishrei, but it can be done on Nissan. Okay, simon tov lamed voisif echad. Shabbos lifnei Pesach. The Shabbos before Pesach, Korin Hoysoi, is called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. Mipnei, because Hanes Shana Asubah, because of the great Nes, the miracle which took place on that day. Now, what is exactly referring to? What Nes? The
sheep.
Lamb. Mishnah Bosef Kotn Aleph Mipnei Hanes. Let's get this clear. Shabbos Shana Mitzayim, because the year that Eden went out of Mitzayim, or Yasor ben Nissen was the 10th of Nissen, Purim Shabbos. It happens to be, well, I can't say happens to be, but it was. When the Eden left Mitzayim, then they left on the 10th, which was on Shabbos. V'lokchu kol echad mi'Yisrael, and every Yid took for himself, se lepischoi, v'kshori b'karamito, he took a se lamb, and he, for as a korban Pesach, and he tied it by his bedpost. As the Pesach said explicitly, and the Egyptians saw this, and they asked the Eden, what on earth are you doing over here, putting our idols and tying them around your beds? What are you doing? And they replied, we are coming to shech them for the sake of a korban Pesach, as commanded by our God, by Hashem. And they couldn't believe it. Remember, at that point, it's really important to remember, at that point, the Eden was still enslaved, at least to some extent. They were not free yet. It was still under the slavery, under the shepherd of the Mitzim. And yet, they took the idols, and they tied them around the beds, and they said, we're going to shech them. And the Egyptians were not able to know in the position to do anything about this. So that was a great nes, since it took place on the 10th, which happened to have been on Shabbos, therefore we call the Shabbos Shabbos HaGadol. Since the 10th was on Shabbos, Halken therefore cover like Likros Shabbos and Pesach, Le'olam Shabbos HaGadol, that's why we call Shabbos HaGadol. It remained a bit of a mystery. It would make much more sense to do it differently. Well, how would it make more sense to do
the
10th? Yeah. It remains a bit of an enigma, that. Because if there's something so exceptional, so unique, so extraordinary about the 10th of Nissan, so let it be on the 10th of Nissan. It could be a Tuesday, it could be a Shabbos, it could be, but it's not. We are connecting and linking it to the Shabbos, which may or may not be the 10th. So it does remain a bit of a strange thing. And the Achronim discussed that in greater detail. So obviously the answer will have to do, what's the answer? It has something to do with Shabbos. Yeah, it has obviously something. It's not just purely the 10th, there's obviously some connection to Shabbos, and that's every Achan in his own ways, and in every Haggadah, the first shtickle is normally about Shabbos Haggadah, right? And that's normally the question they address. But that's pretty much, it has something to do with Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. Now, Baminig Loima, and the custom is what? What's the Minig? Loima Bamincha, we say Bamincha, Haggadah, we say the Haggadah, Mitchila Savodim Ayinu, we say the Haggadah from Mitchila Sayin of Yominu Ad Lechapar Avosenu until the words of Lechapar Avosenu. For post Kim Loiman, we stop saying Baruch Hinafshi, which would be normally said at the same point. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, everybody has the Minig? Min Chassidim say Haggadah, a Mincha? Pardon?
Not everyone
does.
Why do we stop at Lechapar Avosenu?
That's the main bulk, that's the main Sipu Yitzias Mitzayim. After the Sadroshas. Yes, yeah, so the Vilna Gaon is famously quoted in strongly disagreeing in this. If you look in Bialocha, he quotes the Haggadah to disprove this minik, famously. And how does the Vilna Gaon disprove this? Yachal Mirosh Chodesh, very good. In the name of the Vilna Gaon, it is quoted. It's not only the Vilna Gaon, but it's normally quoted as a chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. But it's not only him. Kosfu shelo yahoyo noeg, but the Vilna Gaon disagreed. He've got black and white, the Vilna Gaon disagreeing with the Rama. I didn't do it. Why? Mishum the Issa by God, because we do say that God Yochai Mirosh Chodesh Tamud Loima B'Yoimahu. I would have thought you have an obligation to recite the Sipur Tzias Mitzayim from Yochai Mirosh Chodesh. I would have thought from Rosh Chodesh Tamud Loima comes along the pasuk and tells us B'Yoimahu on that day. So he says that it's a mafush of Gemara to exclude that Havamina. Yes, it would have been Havamina that you've got to say Sipur Tzias Mitzayim Rosh Chodesh, because great things happen from the in the entire month. There would have been such a Havamina. Yeah, Yochol Rosh Chodesh. Tamud Laim Ba'Yoy Mahu. But Kamash Malah on that, we don't. We only say it Ba'Yoy Mahu on that day.
I'm not giving
it says that there's no point. According to the Quran, it's coming. The Gemara is telling us that you shouldn't. That you don't have to. You can't be formed within a Gemara.
We're not doing it as a Chiyuv.
What are we doing it as?
We're not doing it to be Yotz in the midst of the
Sipur. So what are we doing?
We're preparing for the Seder.
Oh, so is that what we're doing? Is it preparation of the Seder?
Learning our love is 30 days beforehand. So that's part of that, isn't it? In a way, we've got a chiyuv to learn our love 30 days.
Oh, so is that? Do you do it? Because let's look. I want to address what you were saying. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Beis, which is second wide line, Pemincha got the lefish hoisa b'schilas agul v'anisim. Who we say by mincha the agoda? Why do we say by mincha the agoda? Lefish hoisa b'aschilas agul v'anisim. We say that because that was the beginning of the redemption and the miracles. V'afilu imchal Shabbos agudel b'erev Pesach. And even if it falls on Erev Chal Shabbos, even Shabbos Gold is Erev Pesach, and Motzah Shabbos is the first Seder. For Oz Dershim Shabbos Gold, then the drosh will be on the Shabbos before that. But the Haggadah you'll recite on Erev Pesach, Shabbos Erev Pesach. So I say, I don't know. To me, it appears. But what is that? What's Mishnah Berurah seem to be saying? Pemincha got lefish hoisa boy aschol as a gul vanisim. What does that seem to be saying? We're saying it. Why? Because we're saying it because that's when the aschol as gul vanisim was. What is that? It sounds like you're saying it. Why? It sounds like you're saying it because.
It doesn't sound like what I said before.
It doesn't sound like it's as a preparation, as a achona.
But no one's suggesting you enter the mitzvah. Don't,
correct.
Don't turn up on Seder night
because absolutely, yeah. So, I imagine the background of the minig is not preparation. Preparation is, according to all the opinions, great. I don't think it's a preparation. I think that it is a.
He's been caught up on the idea that by saying on Shabbos afternoon before that you're somehow being mekayem the mitzvah recipient.
No, everybody agrees that you're not. No. Yeah, certainly not mekayem anything, but. Yeah, according to what it appears, according to Mishnah Berurah's understanding of Amor, is that it's something about it's part of the Nissim, part of the development of the emerging Nissim and miracles and Gola and Cherus. You've got to start already a drop earlier. You've got to start already on Shabbos beforehand. It's part of the Lefish Hoyse Bascholas Gola and Nissim. It's part of the yes. I don't want to say the word preparation.
Is it getting in the mood? Is that what?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an emotional mood or yeah, it's part of the development. I suppose it's a kind of preparation, but I don't know.
Why is it not Baltosif?
It's because yeah. Also, there's a mitzvah every day to be maskit mitzvahs mitzvahim. So the Achronim ask already, Reb Chaim, what's the so whatever the. The chiyuv of every day on Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, that probably is similar that you do then. But I must say, it is. The Vilna Gaon's kasha is a good kasha. Unless you're going to say, I don't know, Rebbe, what do you say? You mean it is to say it? You say that God? Do you say that God? Yeah, I think that generally the custom is to say it. Yeah. It's also interesting. I want to just point out that even the Mishnah Berurah, I want to be bedaik something about Isai. Gentlemen, I don't know what you think. Could you be a medayik from where the Chofetz Chaim placed this Vilna Gaon? That's right, he placed it, he printed it in the Bialocha. The Chofetz Chaim was so precise and careful about what he printed, where he printed, and how, where he, so I have a shtickle of Kabbalah now. I think it makes a lot of sense in this context over here. If the Mishnah Berurah, if the Chofetz Chaim writes something in Mishnah Berurah, then that's Psak Halacha. Halacha is not always Psak Halacha. Often He explains something, he adds something. It doesn't necessarily need to mean halacha lemaisa. He could be, but he could be not. Certainly, at times the Mishnah will say, I'm ashkosafti bi halacha. All right, so if he says that, then I suppose it's a reference point. And look what he says there to Paskin. He doesn't even say that over here. So it would appear that he doesn't even mean halacha lemaisa here. And he does, I'm pretty sure the Chofetz Chaim himself did say that Goda. It's just that you should know the Bialocha bring, you should know the Vilna Gaon has a very good cash over here on this. But I don't think that anybody can genuinely say that is a minik not to recite the Agora. I think that's an overstatement. I think Pashtus, it's a very good cash. Yeah, okay. Okay, perhaps let's start with Zman B'tikas Chometz. By the way, it's interesting. What about Shabbos HaGodl Drosha? Where is it? Pardon? That's Shoshim Yoyim. So, it's not mentioned though in so, it's, you're saying that it is mentioned. It's not mentioned intrinsically. So we explained yesterday, we said that yes, you can become Shoshim by the Drosha. But it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishneh Berurah. Well, it is mentioned briefly here in the Mishneh Berurah, but not.
As it happens, Shabbos Shuvah, it does mention that there was a Drosha.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. And it does mention over here. That seems to be, yeah. I agree with you.
It doesn't mention
the Haftarah. Yeah, but the Haftarah is mentioned in the end of previous Chelek. It's mentioned there. Yeah. In fact, according to many Mefarshim, the reason why Shabbos HaGodl is called Shabbos HaGodl is because of the Drosha, is because of the Aftoira, which is, how does it finish? Yoyim HaGodl V'Anoiro. Yeah, so according to some, it's a bit of an anticlimax to call it that because of that. But like Shabbos Shuvah is called Shabbos Shuvah because of the Aftoira. So what's up? it is called Shabbos HaGodl Rosha, named it's named after Aftoira, which is the length of the Drosha. Perhaps that's another pshat. Yeah, yeah, no, could be, yeah, could be, yeah, the length, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Zman B'tikas Chometz, the correct time of doing B'tikas Chometz. This is a whole sugya, beginning of Masechet Psochim. And the halacha is as follows. P'stchilas Leil Yudal B'Nissan, at the beginning of 14th of Nissan. Boitkin is the Chometz. How are we going to translate Boitkin? We're going to be really careful now. Boitkin.
Inspect.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I like that. Because B'tik is checking, yeah. It's not really searching. As a chometz, the chometz la'oyr aneir with a candlelight, b'choyrein, in holes, and stocking, and grooves. B'cholam ha'koymois, in any place, shedeich la'achne shom chometz, in place that you normally expect to find chometz. So, when is the correct time? When is exactly the correct time? When is the correct time? When is the correct... When is...
Nacht.
Mishnah Bosef Kot Na'alef. Petchila Zeyel Yudalet. Perish teichav l'achetz yis mitzayim immediately after nacht, whether you keep the normal nacht or you keep the rabbi any time. Sheish adan k'tzas moya yom, there is still a little bit of daylight. Roi lehaschil ibdoik, it is right to start then. K'dei shol yisrashel, that you shouldn't forget, you shouldn't get lazy. Roi shol yishkach, you should do it as soon as possible. It's interesting, sheish k'tzas moya yom, this is in line with the Gemara. Rabbi Nitam, you didn't wait for Rabbi Nitam? Chassidim wait for Rabbeinu Tam, lav dafka. Yeah, so we do as nacht. I know that in Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim Gedolim, they do B'tikas Chametz very early. We will be discussing with Shem the dynamics with regards to Ma'ariv, but there is definitely an inyan to do B'tikas Chametz as early as possible. And note what the Mishnah Berurah says over here: Sheyesh adan k'tzas mo'er hayoyim. There is still a little bit of daylight. No. Why? Nacht doesn't. Nacht is defined by Shloshe Kechovim Beinonim. Yes, Nacht Mitzias Kechovim. Yes, so if you go with the approach that many Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yanke Fish, they're all Rabbi Yashiv, they're by them Nacht is we're talking about 20, 18 minutes after the Shkia. That's Nacht. So yes, you'll have Shloshe Kichovim, you'll have three stars, and it will certainly be a little bit like the equivalent over here in England is, it's not our 50 minutes nach that we do. It's earlier than that, and that would be the ideal time according to what Mishnah Berurah says to do B'tikas Chametz. Okay, more on that in a later point. Okay, Rabbi said we learned that on throughout the entire Chodesh Nissan we don't fast. What's the only exceptions of fasting? Tanas Chaloyim and Chosn Kale. We don't say Mizmor Lesodah because he mentions Chometz. Kelech Hapayim, Lamnatzach. We don't say either. Non Erev Pesach. What's the minute with regards to Issur Chag? Always eat more, right? Always any reason. Any reason will do, right? Yeah. Okay. Shabbos HaGodl. Is called Shabbos HaGodl. Now, Nei is Shinasa because of the great miracle which took place on which day? Shabbos. Which was the 10th of Nisan, right? The Nei is as described in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Minhag mentioned in the Ramah, what we do on Shabbos HaGodl is what? To recite the Agoda. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like it because he says, Yochal Mirosh Chodesh. Then we learned that B'tikas Chometz is performed, best time is straight away after Nacht, when there's still a bit of light, daylight. Okay, more to be discussed, much more on this B'tikas Chometz in next week with Hashem. Okay, I wish you a very good evening and a very good Shabbos.